Yeah.
I am 42 years old.
Yeah.
And I saw my mom get tipsy for the first time this past weekend.
Yeah, it happens. It's a jarring thing the first time that you see one of your parents a little bit lit, you know what I mean? Because you're like, oh, my parents are always steady. They're always on top. They're stable, right? Yeah. And when you're 8 or 9, you know, like, you don't know what to make of that.
I also don't know what to make of it when you're 42. So, let's do that.
I'm trying to think of the first time I saw my mom a little bit lit. And my mom's one of those types that she's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to have a glass of wine today or something like that. And then she's asleep like 48 minutes later in the middle of lunch. And you're like, wow, Ma.
My mom, it was different. So my parents opened a new restaurant last summer. So this is the first time I was meeting up with them like at like 10 o'clock at night there. And it has a little bit of a night scene. Like there's a bar and there's people
a vibe,
there.
Huh?
Yeah. So my mom goes, Ann, you got to get the decaf martini, the espresso martini. They're delicious. You just get a decaf so there's no caffeine so you can go to sleep. So I go, all right. So she gets it. She's drinking. I go, she doesn't know there's vodka in these. She thinks it's the straight chilled decaf espresso. And about 4 sips in, she's like, oh, listen to the music on that. And I'm like, Mom, that's got vodka in there. That's why you feel like that. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't think she even understood that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the glow in her a little bit, right?
I was like, Daddy, take that away from her. She can't handle it.
He's like, yeah. She's having fun.
Yeah. Producer John, first time you saw your parents tipsy?
My mom, it was senior year of high school. It was on Halloween, but the best one was my dad, though. I didn't see my dad anywhere near tipsy until I was like 30, and it was my bachelor party. We're in Vegas, and my dad got so hammered. He thought that he invented the trick of sneaking a water bottle of clear alcohol into places. We're in the hotel, and my dad comes into me, like, me and my best man had one room, and him and my uncle had another. He comes into me and my best man's room, and he's got a water bottle. He's like, Johnny, look at this. Look at this right here. You know what this is? You know what this is? I'm like, it's a water bottle, Dad. He goes, nope. It's 1800. That's what it is. That's what it is. We're going to take this everywhere. They're going to have no idea. Like, dude, like, sorority girls have been doing that since the dawn of time. What are you talking about?
A little crystal light in there? You don't even know the difference.
That's right.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Tony, first time you saw your parents tipsy?
My dad had just came home from a Yankees game, and I thought it was just super excited because the Yankees won. You know, I didn't really know at that time what was going on, but apparently he was quite drunk, and that explains why he smelled so bad and slept for a couple days afterwards.
Mom is just fuming in the other room. He comes in. Those bus trips are no joke, man.
Did you have a good time? It sure looks like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope you're satisfied. I had to call your boss for you.
Yeah. Danielle, when did you see your parents tipsy for the first time?
It was at my cousin's wedding, and I was like 16, so I was sober. And they just kind of decided tonight they're going to go party like a lot. Like they're just going to drink a lot. Well, I brought my boyfriend there, and my mom and dad, like, would not stop saying and asking, like, so when are you guys getting married? So when's the baby? Are you pregnant? Like, really loudly and, like, over the top. And, I mean, we didn't last, but I don't know if it was because of that or not, but it was very embarrassing.
I mean, I'd have to be drunk to be talking pregnancy anywhere around my daughter. Who's 16 years old. Like, I don't get the joke, Mom and Dad. I'm with you.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
That is awkward and terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm with you. That joke is not funny.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. First time you saw your parents get tipsy.
Yeah. Everybody in the club get tipsy.
I am 42 years old, and I saw my mom get tipsy for the very first time last weekend.
It can be a little bit jarring, right? I mean, yeah. It's eye-opening. I remember being young and my father having this stinky pipe made out of wood. And every time he would go ahead and light that pipe, he would drive us up to the top of this mountain and then put his car in neutral, and we would coast down the other side of it as quickly as he could.
That doesn't sound safe at all.
No. It wasn't until a few years ago that I figured out that that pipe had a little something special in it.
It's always awkward the first time you see your parents a little tipsy, doesn't matter how old you are. When was the first time you saw yours? 1-800-330-9999.
Stacy, what happened to you?
So it was on Christmas Eve, and I was probably, I don't know, I was a teenager maybe. Backstory to this, I had a party at my house that summer, and we had drank all the liquor in the liquor cabinet. And my parents aren't big drinkers to begin with. So, you know, they only get their liquor out once or twice a year. So Christmas rolls around. They break out the vodka. I'm like scared to death because we filled the vodka bottle with water. But the funny thing is, my mom's making screwdrivers, and she is like giggles and tipsy. The friends are over. Everyone's having a good time. And I'm just like watching her like, wait a minute. Like, is this placebo effect? Because there's water in that vodka bottle, and my mom is... I was dying. Like, I was laughing. I was confused. I was kind of scared.
Right. Right.
Well, oh, my gosh.
That's actually pretty funny.
Mom was doing the fake social drunk thing.
Right. Because she didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
She's like, this vodka's delicious.
Right. It's going down so smoothly tonight. I don't even know.
There was one point when she was even like, ooh, these are strong.
And you were like, you're a filthy liar, Mom. You're a filthy liar. But you couldn't tell her because your teenage friends broke into the liquor cabinet.
That's hilarious.
Yep. Oh, man, the 80s, they were a lot different than today.
Yeah. Dan, first time you saw your parents tipsy?
The first time I saw my parents tipsy was probably around when I was 11 or 12. Staying home, and I was watching I have two younger sisters. My parents said they were going out with some friends. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was like a bar, grill, restaurant that was around the street from our house. And we lived on a dead end, so it was just us. And later that night, they were walking home. You know, me and my sisters were playing by the bridge. And we could tell that something was wrong because as they were walking, you know, my dad was holding up my mom. My mom was stumbling a little bit. Next thing you know, my father's stumbling a little bit. When they came inside the house, you could just tell that they were overly giggly, not really speaking right, and I knew that something was off.
Funny how when somebody's being carried, the only situation that they're being carried and they're giggling is if they are actually drunk, right? You know, or if there's some silly thing happening at that moment, which typically doesn't happen at your parents' age or older, right? If somebody's being carried, you may need a paramedic.
If you're an adult and you're giggling and being carried,
right,
there's a good chance that you've had a vodka.
Right. Yes. You've been drinking, right? I mean, that's the only circumstance. Any other circumstances where I'm being carried, I don't think that I'm giggling at all.
No,
I'm probably injured.
Yes, you know? Of course.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains August 26th through September 5th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.